Now to the letters section. The post bag this week has evening news readers writing in about fly tipping, profits for oil giant Shell, making the online environment safer, the new highway code, and the need for more parks to complement new housing developments.
Peter White of Sproston has this message for a fly tipper. Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m, a sunny day, driving down my country lane. 50 yards from my house, and there he is, the fly tipper, pulling out garden rubbish. I'd say about 8 good-sized bin bags. Unfortunately for the man in the grey Mazda estate car, the authorities now have your registration, number and a picture. Now that you have cleared your garden, perhaps you would like me to drop off a large trailer full of manure in your driveway just to help with those roses. Let me know.
Tiresome clamour over Shell's profits, writes Glyn Linder of Frettenham. Here we go again. Shell announces record profits and the Labour Party are jumping up and down with their tiresome clamour for more windfall tax. Will it ever sink into these individuals that Shell is a multinational company operating in over 70 countries and that 95% of their profits are generated outside of the United Kingdom and are taxed under the jurisdiction of the countries in which the profit is made? I would also like to address two other ill-informed comments constantly repeated by the windfall bigots, namely greedy shareholders. The share price of Shell is only marginally higher than it was 5 years ago, and the dividend paid to shareholders is currently less than 4%, much less than most blue chip companies.
Will Gardner OBE writes as the director of the UK Safer Internet Centre. Empowering children and young people to lead conversations about online safety has never been more important. There is a real need to ensure parents, carers and guardians feel equipped to have these conversations when they arise, especially as young people are ready to talk more about their online lives at home and in school. A research for Safer Internet Day 2023 tells us that over half, 57%, of children and young people are keen to educate parents in online safety, but more than a third of carers are not clear on where to go should they need support. As such, we need to inspire crucial conversations and encourage young people to speak up so we can ensure we are supporting all young people online as best we can. This Safer Internet Day, we're placing the voices of young people front and centre with the aim to direct young people and carers to tangible resources, improve online safety policies, and ensure that we're all playing our part in making the online environment safer for all.
We need more parks in new neighbourhoods, writes A.M. Codron of Thorpe End. Effective neighbourhoods were promised as part of the Greater Norwich Local Plan and Joint Core Strategy. There's nothing new in the promise. It is old in the lack of execution. It seems to be the case that the large cul-de-sacs of housing are built before a primary school surfaces. The habits of car use are ingrained before public transport access arrives, as along the Salhouse Road, a landscape transformed and the bus rapid transit promise made as part of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road conditions failing to appear. In the 1930s, large housing developments were grouped around the new municipal parks, the lung-saving, pram-walking, healthy, if sometimes risky, play areas of Waterloo, Wensum, Sewell, Eton and Earlham Parks. Yet, in our new neighbourhoods, public open space is grudgingly provided and sometimes becomes a pond rather than a field, as sustainable drainage schemes don't quite work. Where are our new, large, maintained parks close to where the housing is. The government watchdog, Office for Environmental Protection, has found that we are failing to meet targets with wildlife declining at an eye-watering rate. Governments talk about growth as a panacea, but we cannot afford more of the same. Growth of more cars, more flights, more roads, more plastic, greenfield concrete, and more greenhouse gas emissions. The reality is that from 3 miles out to the city centre is an hour of walking. Some can do it faster, which is probably about a modern limit of air pollution intake as one plods the pavements. Most of the proposed housing is working the fringes at 4 to 6 miles out, yet pedalways are unsafe and patchy, to say the least. We allow fringe business parks to host cut-price supermarkets and drive-through takeaways and wonder why our local shops, pubs and post offices disappear. 10-minute neighbourhoods fail because there is no planning control over vehicle-centric proposals. Until we are ready for radical change to our inflicted growth lifestyles, the county and planet ecosystems will continue to decline to an inevitable tipping point.
And finally, David Allman of Spixworth thinks the highway code remains what it always has been. Aside from the technical and legalistic aspects, the highway code remains what it has always been, a guide to safe and responsible use of the roads. If anyone needs to refer to a book to decide whether to give way to a vulnerable road user, they are unfit to drive a car at all.